Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight. I did act in movies. You could check the IMDb website. I acted in movies, but there was no script. I was just sitting around acting silly, acting myself. I was not told what to say, and there was no script. So it wasn't really acting. It was just acting silly in a movie. I had four of them. Again, my ambition carried me to pardon me for coughing. I'm going to repeat what I just said if you haven't heard. I acted, you know, when I, you hear my intro and I forgot that I act, you know, I act in my videos. You see me in my I Do Love You. I think I did extras coming out of here. You know, did a little stuff with acting. That's a long while ago. I did movies a long while ago. You can see that the movie website, IMDb. You know, I acted, it wasn't no script. I wasn't given no script to, you know, like a regular actor. I just act silly and put a camera in front of me. It wasn't a reality show either, you know. It was the IMDb movie database website. So, movies, my name is on there. So, you'll see me on there if you get the movie. I did so much. But that was, the videos and the movie was just part of it. My initial goal when I came to L.A. to be a star, and particularly come to Hollywood to be a star. Hollywood's, you know, it's part of L.A. This would be in the music industry. I was a rock and roller, very ambitious. I was writing, singing. And, you know, I have the gifts in singing and songwriting. My songwriters definitely know this. But rejections, long delays, lack of financial backing for a while, and then performing, not getting anywhere. I mean, they hated my voice, but all the struggles of despair took a toll. It made my life more tragic than usual. One profound thing is that people judged me on my looks. And, you know, not initially, but they thought I was too fat or too this and that. All those struggles made for a tragic life because I had a very bad life outside of music before I came to L.A. You know, a person who just struggled to be myself, you know, abused, shunned, not giving it opportunities, inhibited. But I did have a brain, but my brain, I wasn't recognized for my intelligence. I struggled, and I'm still struggling when it comes to intelligence in terms of going to school. So I dropped out of school I felt, you know, one reason I wasn't recognized for my intelligence, and I was also tired of the status quo and being inhibited. I couldn't study music, so I was forced out of college. And trying to make it in Hollywood, I was rejected by labels when I first got out here and got those demos. It was, you know, it's just so tragic. I'm lucky to be alive now. But after so many years and decades of going for music and writing and singing, I still have no recognition. So I made the right step to end. I may not perform anymore because I've done it so many times. I would definitely not be in no more bands, not amateur bands. I want to be in a band that wants to take me to the top because I got tired of that too. You know, but I haven't been in a band in a while. So dealing with the Dream Killers, you know, that was another thing. When I was making all of this pop music, I had people around me who were so jealous of my talents to make good music and get it out there to the public. They have made statements. They make $25,000 from sampling. They have, they even thought I might be a celebrity, so they violated my privacy. I had people who come all the way from Buffalo, New York, saw me on my Facebook thinking I'm going to be famous, and they wanted to undermine my potential, et cetera, et cetera. Jealous of me. Saying I can't be the lead singer, they wanted somebody else. But that was a different thing. That didn't make sense that there was that band. Was not destined to be famous. Those guys were not, didn't want to be in the music business as far as, I don't know why they mentioned that, because there was no band. I'm not trying no more bands ever again. But my days of the starving artist is winding down. So maybe in a year or within a year or a year or two, I'd be over as trying to make my aspirations to be in music. Over 30 years of trying to make it in music, I had nothing to show for it. Nothing but despair. I was the one with the dream, the talent. And I can't keep going on and not seeing any recognition. Because I didn't come out here to do it for a hobby, just sit there, go out and play and be happy with the way I played and that's it. That's not what it's for. Of course, I would do that, but I came out here to be for a career in music, singer or a songwriter. That's what I came out here for. I came out here to do that, to make it a professional business, recording artist, Capitol Records, something major. I didn't come out here to struggle and struggle and struggle or to see my dreams dashed away from me by some dangerous human beings who want to manipulate me, want to get into a rap business, a rock business, make lies about me, say things about me, undermine my talents as a singer or songwriter, and do all kinds of evil things for their sociopath, narcissist motives. I don't know. Maybe I changed my mind. It'd be impossible. All those years of struggle. And the possibility that they may have made money from my master writer's account and from my, which I believe they did. Because I heard them playing the same melody, like my basic jam song and my other songs that they've been playing, and they've been using it to make songs with it. It's a tragic life. Nobody should go through this. I have to experience too much. I don't know. Only thing I can say is just be positive to those who have a dream, but it's very hard to go for the Hollywood dream. It's very hard. That's why I've written it, because of how hard it is. You hear those from the lyrics, 30 years, too much pain and tears. I'm tired of aspiring. I'm not doing it for no hobby. It's very hard to go for the Hollywood dream. If you have a dream, and you know that you work very hard for it, all the compilation, not just the demos in the studio, but all the performing, all the stuff behind the scenes. I think I earned and I deserve it. I paid my dues many decades over. This is tragic. So I had to have something to fall back on by going to law school, or being something, education or something, because, you know, the big companies didn't give me the chance. They didn't give me ever a chance. They didn't even recognize my songwriting. And the ones who did, they didn't even think my songs were good enough. They weren't to undermine it or try to manipulate it. One really serious thing about dealing with dangerous people is they love to target the most gifted. And they look at me as someone to step on to make sure I don't make it. Even outside music, they want to take my dreams away, take my American dreams away. So for me to make the dreams happen, I have to do something. I don't want to deal with no dangerous persons that I'm going to put all the times I'm going to sit out there and play guitar or sing for no money or $10, and that'll be the end of it. It's a tragic life. I don't know what to say to those who want to go for dreams. Just believe in yourself. But for me, it's very difficult. It was too tragic. But I'm trying to economize and come back. It's too many hardships. Too many. I have to do the best I can. But I have to be positive. It's hard to be positive with all the hardships and despair being so gifted. You're not supposed to be gifted if you're going through hardship. If I was somebody who was a criminal or somebody who didn't do anything with my talents, then that would be understandable. I have to do something. But I'm not that kind of person. It's very difficult, too difficult to go for that dream, the Hollywood dream. But it can't happen. For me, I have to be positive. I don't know what's going to say. I didn't quit, but I am quitting the band situation. That is not an option. Unless a big band or a professional band signed to a major label come to me, it is no way I would even consider working with a musician. All those years of struggle, not to mention hanging out with other musicians who were not well mentally or alcoholics or unreliable, I couldn't deal with it. There's just too many of them. I didn't find the right group. So I leave it there. Good day, good night from Dove Night.